Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Like Switch and X FBI Agent's Guide to Influencing, Attracting, and Winning People Over is a nonfiction self-help and social skills book by Jack Schaefer, co-authored with Marvin Carlins. Built from Schaefer's experience as an FBI special agent and behavioral analyst, the book explains how people form trust, read intentions, and decide whether someone feels safe, familiar, and worth engaging with, rather than treating likability as a vague personality trait. It presents it as a set of observable behaviors and social cues that can be learned and practiced. The book focuses on rapport building, first impressions, nonverbal communication, deception detection, and the psychological mechanics behind turning strangers into allies. Its purpose is practical to help readers improve everyday interactions in personal, professional, and social settings by understanding what others unconsciously notice and respond to. The result is a guide that blends law enforcement insight with accessible advice on persuasion and human connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the friendship formula explains why relationships form through repeated contact and emotional comfort. One of the book's most distinctive ideas is the friendship formula, which ties relationship building to proximity, frequency, duration, and intensity. Schaefer uses this framework to show that people do not become comfortable with each other by chance. Familiarity develops through repeated exposure and manageable emotional investment. Proximity and frequency create opportunities for contact, while duration and intensity shape how much trust can accumulate over time. This is useful because it turns social connection into something observable rather than mysterious. The model also clarifies why some interactions remain superficial if contact is brief, infrequent, or emotionally flat. Trust grows slowly. At the same time, the book warns against forcing closeness too quickly, since relationship intensity must rise at a pace the other person can tolerate. The practical value of this section is that it helps readers think strategically about how trust develops in workplaces, dating, and networking without reducing human relationships to a formula alone. Secondly, nonverbal cues are treated as the first language of trust and suspicion. The book places unusual emphasis on nonverbal behavior, arguing that people often evaluate others before any meaningful conversation begins. Facial expression, eye contact, body orientation, head tilt, smiles, and tone of voice all serve as signals that can either invite connection or trigger caution. Schaefer's point is not that one gesture has a fixed meaning, but that clusters of cues shape how others interpret intent. For example, warm and open body language can make someone seem approachable, while guarded posture or an inconsistent expression can suggest discomfort. The book also highlights small behaviors such as the eyebrow flash and genuine smiling as friend signals that help communicate harmlessness and openness. This focus matters because it gives readers a practical way to improve first impressions without relying on scripted phrases. It also explains why communication often succeeds or fails before the content of speech is even considered. In that sense, the book treats nonverbal awareness as a core social skill, not a minor supplement to conversation. Thirdly, The Like Switch shows how empathy and reciprocity can change another person's emotional state. At the center of the book is the idea that likability can be increased by making people feel understood, valued, and safe. Schaefer argues that influence works best when it does not feel like pressure, but like recognition. Empathic statements, careful listening, and small acts of reciprocity help shift another person from caution to cooperation because they reduce social threat. This is the logic behind turning on the like switch. The reader learns how to move an interaction from neutral or defensive to warm and collaborative. The book's approach is important because it frames persuasion ethically. Rather than presenting influence as manipulation, it ties it to genuine interest in the other person's perspective and emotional state. That makes the advice especially relevant in sales, interviews, customer service, and friendship, where people respond strongly to whether they feel respected. The core insight is that people tend to like those who make them feel good about themselves, and the book gives concrete behavioral ways to do that without sounding scripted or artificial. Fourthly, deception detection is presented as a behavioral skill, not a magical lie detector. Another major theme is deception detection, which Schaefer draws from his FBI background in behavioral analysis and interrogation. The book does not claim that any single tell proves dishonesty. Instead, it teaches readers to look for patterns such as inconsistent details, overexplained stories, mismatched facial expressions, and body language that appears overcontrolled or overly defensive. This approach is valuable because it reflects how real suspicion often develops through accumulated inconsistency rather than one dramatic clue. The book also encourages readers to compare verbal claims with nonverbal behavior, since people under pressure may leak discomfort even while speaking confidently. In everyday life, this can help readers become more attentive during interviews, negotiations, or online communication. At the same time, the book's treatment of lies is practical rather than sensational. It stresses observation and context, not paranoia. That balance makes the topic useful for readers who want to judge credibility more carefully without assuming that social interaction is constantly deceptive. Lastly, the book's real strength is translating FBI tradecraft into everyday social situations. What makes the book stand out is not only its individual techniques, but the way it adapts methods from Schaefer's investigative work to ordinary interaction. The same principles used to recruit informants or assess suspicious behavior are reframed for workplace relationships, dating, networking, and casual conversation. This translation gives the book a distinctive tone. It is part social psychology, part practical field manual. Readers are not asked to memorize abstract theory. They are shown how to apply it through first impressions, rapport building, relationship pacing, and communication habits. That said, the book also reflects the limits of its model. Some situations are more complex than a behavior-based framework can fully capture, and genuine relationships still depend on context, personality, and mutual interest. Even so, the book's contribution is clear. It offers a structured way to think about social influence that is grounded in observation rather than self-help slogans. For readers who want actionable guidance that feels concrete and testable, this combination is its main advantage. In conclusion, The Like Switch is best suited for readers who want a practical, behavior-based approach to social interaction rather than broad motivational advice. It will be especially useful for people working in sales, interviewing, networking, leadership, dating, or any setting where trust and first impressions matter. The book offers a clear framework for understanding how people interpret signals, how relationships grow, and how subtle choices in posture, timing, and language can shape the response you get from others. Its intellectual benefit is that it makes social influence more legible. Instead of treating likability as a mystery, it breaks it into observable patterns and learnable habits. Its practical benefit is that it gives readers tools they can test immediately in real conversations. What distinguishes it from many books in the same genre is its FBI foundation. The advice does not come from abstract theory alone, but from Schaefer's experience in behavioral analysis, deception detection, and rapport building in high-stakes environments. That gives the book a rare mix of credibility, specificity, and real-world application. If you would like to support Jack Schaefer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.